So, you know, as we see division all around us in the world, if the body's divided, then we're in trouble. And if I can get it to pull up. D.L. Moody, one of America's greatest evangelists, weighed a hefty 280 pounds. He once made a visit to Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the great preacher from London, England. When Spurgeon came to the door, he had a cigar in his hand. Moody was taken aback and reportedly said to him, How can a man of God like you smoke like that? Then Spurgeon poked him right in the stomach and said, how can a man of God like you be that fat? We all have faults and weaknesses, and we need to be less critical of each other. Abolitionist Henry Ward Beecher said, every man should keep a fair-sized cemetery in which he buries the faults of his friends. The scriptures warn, if we bite and devour one another, take heed that you consume not one another. Galatians 5:15. That's Christian cannibalism. Remember that every saint has a past and every sinner can have a future. We need to spend more time edifying and less time classifying one another. So it just really hit hard because in the line of work that I'm in, we're very analytical, very sales driven, and we're very just comparing apples to apples and oranges to oranges. And so sometimes that muddies the water in my walk where I don't know how to differentiate higher ways of walking versus the world's ways of walking. And so, you know, just being careful not to not to eat each other and not to be less critical and to see things through the eyes of Jesus, because there's always a different angle to look at it through. And then the buffalo comes into play with the anointing of the oil. In Psalms 92:10, it actually is an ox. It doesn't say, nothing translates out to a buffalo. But I thought this was interesting. But a buffalo actually does secrete an oil by moving or shifting the hump over, and it secretes a fatty oil that causes their skin to be very slick. And so by doing that, anything that is attacking it can't get a good grip on the buffalo. And so through that oil, we need to be reminded that in Psalms 92:10, but you will increase my strength like those of the buffalo. I will be anointed with fresh oil. So just remember that when the enemy comes to attack you, you should be anointing yourself with that oil daily, so then that way the enemy can't sink its claws into you. So just a good, healthy encouragement and reminder. Amen.